Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Velocity Cast. I hope you've had a phenomenal week thus far. If you are in the Northeast or if you're in Boston especially, things are starting to warm up a little bit, which is always a wonderful time of year. It's the first, you know, day that starts to creep into the low 60s or approaching 60, and you see people outside with shorts again. So it's always an entertaining time. But this week, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of being unbalanced or avoiding balance and when that is necessary. And I want to preface this by saying, you know, something that is important that's discussed a lot now is this concept of work-life balance or being balanced in our pursuits, making sure that we're not burning the candle at both ends, making sure that we are not overloading ourselves or dealing with burnout or any of that stuff. And there's a lot of validity to that. The issue is that a lot of people think about balance on the wrong scale. And what I mean by that is if you look at balance in every individual instance, you're going to miss opportunities or times when not being balanced is actually more beneficial and important. And so when I think about balance, I look at the system as a whole. So I look at long periods of time. I look at all areas of life. And if you try to create balance in each individual situation, you're going to miss out on times when you may need to do a little more or push a little harder. All right. And let me do this by kind of painting a picture for you and trying to discuss a specific scenario where this would be the case. So if you are an entrepreneur, for example, and you are starting a company, the early stages of that business and the early days of that business are going to require you to wear a lot of hats, to do a lot of things that you may not know how to do, to make a lot of mistakes quickly and learn from them even faster. And balance kind of goes out the window in the process of building that thing. If you ultimately want to be successful, right? If you are driven and motivated, which most of you who are probably listening at this point are, or you would have gotten sick of me a long time ago. But if you have goals, if you want to achieve anything, there are periods of time where you need to dedicate yourself fully to the craft of that thing, and you need to kind of throw yourself in head first. In any pursuit that is worth pursuing, there are stretches of time and periods of time where you will be required to do everything possible to succeed. You are going to be in the trenches. You are going to be, you know, at war, so to speak, with these goals. This is actually a phrase that is used when we're talking about leaders of companies or CEOs. There are wartime CEOs and peacetime CEOs. And during wartime, or times where you don't have a lot of runway left for the company, maybe the funds are running low, maybe you have to lay people off, maybe you're dealing with a difficult economic or global situation like the pandemic that we all went through in 2020. During times and moments like that, it is a wartime period for any company or any team. And so during those periods, you have to just kind of buckle up and get things done. Now, if you were to look at being balanced in every individual circumstance, then in those periods of time, you will fail. And you will fail in comparison to people who are willing to go the extra mile and do the extra work. Now, if we are to zoom out and look at balance overall, holistically in our life over a long period of time, those periods of wartime must be followed with periods of peacetime, must be followed with periods of recovery. So if you're starting that company and you're in the trenches, building it, growing it, and then you're able to secure some funding or you're able to grow revenue to a place where you can hire somebody to take some of that responsibility, well, now you can start to look at balance again. You can start to look at delegating some of those responsibilities. You can look at offloading some of that work. But you have to succeed and survive through the challenging period where it's going to feel like there's no balance. It's going to feel like you're always on. And I think people conflate these two situations and are surprised by the amount of work it requires to really achieve anything worth having. There are periods of time where you have to burn it down, where nothing else matters. And this requires a couple things. One, it requires you to know that from the outset so that you're not surprised when you have to, you know, pull a proverbial all-nighter or two, which happens in any career field or profession. But the other thing is you have to get people you care about on the same page. The people in your life need to understand that this is part of the process, and it cannot be a permanent thing, but you have to have people willing to support you during these challenging times if you are the type of person who is trying to accomplish anything meaningful and difficult. You are going to need that support. You're going to need people to understand what that process is going to look like. Because what you don't want is for your loved ones, your friends, your family to be shocked by these periods of time. I want to try to be more specific with this because I think it'll be more helpful. I saw this a lot when I was a competitive athlete, and myself and a lot of the people in that circle were all making very similar sacrifices. It was a period of time where we weren't going to a lot of events. We weren't going out with people often. We weren't seeing friends sometimes because we needed to get to bed early or get ready for training or be at a training session or focus on our recovery or whatever it may be. And all of those short-term sacrifices were necessary to achieve the goal of being a professional in that endeavor. If you were just to look at that period of time, if you were just to look at what I was doing then, what we were doing then, it would appear as if we were living a very imbalanced life. And so it's important to look at things in context. It's important to understand that everything is going to ebb and flow, and you're going to need to occasionally deal with periods of intense focus, really hard work, really long hours, sacrifice, commitment, dedication. And when you're able to make headway and progress towards your goals by putting in those periods of time, that imbalanced time, then you can step back and then you can try to achieve balance more holistically in your life by, you know, resting, recovering, delegating, doing any of those things. The other layer to this is you need to make sure that you are not burning the candle at both ends, meaning if you are trying to build that company and you know you're working long hours and you know you're going to be stressed out, you need to do what you can to take care of yourself and make yourself as resilient as possible during that period of time. So try to get sleep when you can. Try to exercise and stay healthy. Try to eat good quality food. Because if you are putting in the time and you're dealing with that in the trenches, you know, warfare of early stage business, the last thing you need is to be surviving on ramen and potato chips because you aren't getting up out of your chair. Make sure that you are doing everything else that you can in your power to give yourself the highest probability of success while you are dealing with those intense time periods. So balance is, I don't want to call it an illusion and a myth, but there are certain situations and certain times in your life where balance will not exist. And it is a prerequisite for success. It can't happen all the time. And I'm not saying that it should be the norm. If it is the norm and that's always your reality, then I think you need to look at your schedule or look at your goals or look at your lifestyle outside of whatever it is that you're pursuing, because something is off and something has to give. But balance cannot exist in every individual circumstance in your life at all times. And if you try to push for that, you inevitably are going to fail at accomplishing the things that you want to achieve. So realize that balance is this illusion that's often misapplied. And it's misapplied with good intentions, but it's because people are conflating two very different situations. And those situations are holistic balance in all areas of life over a long period of time versus balance in every circumstance, at every moment, in every track and path in our life. And those are two very different things that cannot coexist. So hopefully this acts as a way to motivate you or invigorate you to do that hard work if you're in that period of time, if you're in that wartime. And if you're in a period of rest right now, take advantage of it. Recover. Don't try to overload your plate when you don't have to, because you need to be ready for those sprints and those efforts when they are required. So until next time, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.